first, I drink it, inhale and exhale. You are now wholly privileged to use the privilege to receive my lecture here. Today, I am going to give you one of the very important teachings written in the Bible. In Western civilization, it is said, cleanliness is next to godliness. What is the meaning of that? I'd like you to delicately imagine the meaning of cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness. You clean something. Is it enough for you to clean some parts of your individuality? Or you need to risk your life to cleanse all of the things related to your individuality? Why do you need to think of the importance of cleanliness after thinking of the first importance of godliness? Cleanliness is next to godliness. I'd like you to risk your life to cleanse all of the things related to your existence. Doing so, cleansing yourself, cleansing all the components of your individuality related to your existence is the second importance after pursuing the first importance of godliness. Godliness should be treated as the one, the very first of the first human beings need to think of, because human life is a holy gift given by God. Life you have is a gift given by God. That's why, no matter what, you need to think of the very first priority to think of godliness. After thinking of godliness, then I'd like you to think of second importance, cleanliness. Especially talking of all of learnings here, talking of all of the things you're learning here. You should not have any obstacle to receive what I'm teaching. You need to free yourself from your mental bondage organized by a lot of stereotypes. Above all things, stereotype hinders you from receiving what I'm wishing upon, essentially. Stereotype disturbs you a lot in your essential study. In my teaching, I teach you the essence and the way to pursue the absolute truth scientifically. Now, I'd like you to hush yourself, cleanse yourself. I give you time enough to purify your heart and spirit. talking about the Bible, the Bible consists of two scriptures. The one is the Old Testament. The other is New Testament. In the New Testament, there is the Gospel according to Matthew written in it. It is written in the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew is one of 12 disciples of the long of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, "No one can serve two masters. Either you would hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." No one can serve both God and money. I'd like you to imagine the two together with me here in the sanctuary. They're the two, God and money. Let me try to give my guidance for you to reasonably follow what I am listening upon. God and money. You have two choices now, as one of existence standing upon this planet. You live according to God, or you live according to money. Some more concretely, I'd like to develop those things. What is the meaning of you live according to God? God, how you concern God here on this planet? Do you imagine some sort of love human beings need? Love of God. Would you like to live according to love of God? Or you wish to live in order to obtain wealth, some sort of material possessions? Love of God. What is the meaning of love of God? You love your parents who love you. You love your family who love you. You love your relatives who love you. You love some acquaintances who love you. Is there anything special? There is nothing special. Is it love? Actually, it is not love, because little bit you feel straight, it's not love, what it is, by tail. Without any exception, all of human beings do the same. All of human beings love their families who love them. You love those who love you. Is there anything special? There's nothing special. Even tax collectors do it. There's nothing to be praised. There's nothing you can be proud of. All of human beings are doing it. So the matter is, lovable God is not only those who love you. You love? Do you love those who love you? Is there anything special? There's nothing special. You need to love a lot of people. including those who do not love you. You need to love a lot of people, including those who hate you. You need to love a lot of people, including those who do not concern you. Do you love someone with expecting something you're going to receive? Do you love someone for you to receive something you need? It's not love. You love someone without receiving anything. Then you can tell what I'm doing. I'm here to carry out my mission. I'm here to do what I need to do as the righteousness. To love someone for you to receive something you need is not love. On the other hand, there's another way to live. You live according to money. Is there anything wrong? There's nothing wrong. You need money to live. Of course you need money to live. You need to earn money to make a living. How about money? The immense amount of money, do you really need to obtain the immense amount of money to buy some buildings? There are two ideas. You just need to earn money for your living, or you wish to earn the immense amount of money. Having money is a cause of trouble, I say all the time. If you have unnecessary money, such unnecessary money can be the cause of trouble. Unnecessary money produces some evil, usually. Greed for money produces another greed for money. It is endless. Money is necessary, but unnecessary money is not necessary. Even though you are working to make money for your living, that is a lie. You're working to make your money in order to live every day based upon genuine love. You have love of God in the inner part of your heart. Through having love of God in the inner part of your heart, you do your business. You work. You have so many chances to diffuse a sense of happiness to other people. Through conducting your job, you have a lot of chances to diffuse a sense of happiness to other people. You can do something necessary. You can do something beautiful. You can do something fruitful for the sake of others. However, you're working to earn just money. You do not think of the other things. Why are you working every day? Thank you very much for asking. Yes, I think I'd like to work. until the day of my retirement. I'd like to continue working in order to establish some sort of guarantee to be protected. After the retirement, I'd like to receive pension for the rest of my life. Are you working for such a thing? Are you really using your life as a gift given to pursue just your own happiness materially? Do you use your life to just earn money for your private sake? It is essential to use your life as a holy gift given by God to do a lot of beautiful things for the sake of the happiness of other people. Then you can make sense through breathing. You make sense to live every day. Your life was given. This means your time is given too. Time you have, is it yours? Usually you think of that time. I have 24 hours every day. This is my time. Locally speaking, 24 hours you have as time is yours. Universally speaking, time you have 24 hours every day. This is a gift given by God. So, you need to think of the best usage of time. How you use your time, show it a way to help your essential amelioration. Thinking the usage of time for your private sake shall be the way to help your spiritual deterioration. There's nothing good. The long the Messiah, Jesus Christ, said, "No one can serve two masters. Either you hate the one and love the other, or will be devoted to the one and despise the other. No one can serve both God and money. You cannot serve both God and money simultaneously. You need to choose the one out of the two." It is quite a matter of criticality. Critically, you will need to be courageous enough to choose the one, how you live out of the two. Every day, every night, you're breathing. How would you like to breathe? Would you like to breathe in the sphere of locality limited? It is a way to breathe as a person who is blind. Or, quite universally, you wish to breathe every day, every night, for you to make sense as one of beings here, standing upon this planet. If you wish to be more beautiful, it's very nice for you to continue studying a lot of essential teachings spoken by Jesus Christ. Scientifically speaking, the Bible is the fountainhead of human intellectuality. Philosophy is the basis of all of sciences. The Bible is the fountainhead of human intellectuality. If you wish to pursue the ultimate in human intellectuality, learning Bible is a must. Some more deeply, if I give you some more deep way of interpretation regarding the existence of the Bible, I can tell learning the Bible is the very foundation for you to pursue the ultimate in human intellectuality as one of intellectual beings. Human life expansion. I think you enjoy studying so many teachings written in the Bible. How you make sense as a person who received life from God hinges upon you. The quality of living shall be decided by you. No one pushes you to do anything. You have your self-discretion to choose the one how you live every day. Now, I'd like to finish this lecture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.